It's the Power FM Brekkie Show, Josh and Maddie. Today is Are You Okay Day. We're big on mental health here on the Brekkie Show.
We very much are. It's all about breaking down that stigma, asking the question, just checking in on everybody. Someone who is an ambassador for Are You Okay, is a bit of a familiar face or voice even, is Mr. Rob Mills, and he joins us on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Just quickly, are you okay?
We're okay.
We're pretty good. I'm okay.
Okay, are you really okay, though? Because like a lot of times someone... When you get asked that question, you're like, yeah, I'm okay. But it's always good just to lean in a little bit further, you know. Actually, are you? And it's okay if you're not. Like, let's have a chat. Maybe we can go for a walk and we can talk about it.
Yeah, definitely. So what made you want to get involved with Are You Okay?
So I've been involved with Are You Okay, I think, for 6 or 7 years now. Someone who came through, like, the reality TV back in 2003, not really knowing who I was or having a good sense of identity, was going through some sad times, didn't really know how to breach these sort of conversations about not feeling great. So when I found out about Are You Okay Day, I jumped at the chance when they asked me. I think it was about 7 years ago. So yeah, I always think you're definitely not alone. It's good to have a conversation. You definitely feel better after getting it off your chest. And I think I've been wanting to break down the stigma of seeking professional help for years. Like, still, I think there's a tiny bit of a stigma. I think it's getting slowly eroding away. But the whole thing about, I'm not crazy. I don't need to see a psych. Only crazy people need to see a psych. So I'm trying to break down that stigma still of, you know, if you need to, you got a sore hamstring, you go and see a physio. You got a sore brain, go see the psych, go see a professional.
Yeah, definitely. Your industry, especially the creative arts, the theatre, the acting, that kind of industry has taken a massive hit with COVID over the past 18 months. What's the impact of mental health for performers and artists in that industry?
Oh, mate, I think as artists, we always find our light. I use the metaphor there, but I think we're very resilient. We're used to knockbacks. We're used to a lot of negativity, I suppose, because, you know, sometimes you have work, sometimes you don't. This is just the longest period, I think, for a lot of people. It is saddening to have a government who doesn't support the arts as much as probably they should.
Yeah.
And being told that you were not essential was pretty heartbreaking. But as I said, as artists and then performers, we find our light. And I know that there's going to be some incredible passion projects that have come through this last 18 months. That people are writing, whether it's plays or TV scripts, or even if it's music or musicals. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what our creatives can put their heads together and create over the last 18 months.
Of course. I think it's going to be amazing once everything can open back up. We can get back into live theatre and these arts kind of things. So for people who might be wondering out there, you know, oh, I'm going to ask someone if they're okay. I don't think they are doing too good at the moment. And they do come back with the answer of, I'm not okay. What's something that they can do to kind of help and then progress the conversation?
I think the best thing you can do is listen without judgment. Don't try and solve it. Like, I'll use men. I'm generalizing here. But we're problem solvers. We like to fix stuff. Like, oh, have you tried this? Have you tried that? People don't want that, especially my partner. She doesn't want me to fix stuff. She just wants me to listen. I think we're out in a walk now. She's listening. She's nodding. A lot of the time, we just have to sit and listen without judgment. And also, just recognize maybe if you're not the person to ask the question. I always like the analogy of when you're getting on a plane. Oh, remember when we get on a plane? Anyway, that they tell you to put your oxygen mask on first before you help others. Mm. So make sure that you're actually okay before you breach these conversations. And I always think going for a walk or doing something, doing an activity is a really good way of starting the conversation as well. You don't have to stare at the person across the table like an awkward first date. Something about your eyes darting left and right and around frees the mind up a bit more as well. And you're doing an activity, you're not actually having to think about the thing that you want to talk about. So it's just sort of a stream of consciousness, if you will.
Yeah, I really like that. I kind of can pitch myself in those situations that when you go for a walk, you just keep talking because you don't want there to be just this awkward silence. And then usually you get a lot out of people and you learn a lot about them. Well, Rob, thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully you are doing okay at the moment. If anyone else needs any information, ruok.org.au is the place to go. Thanks for joining us.
No worries, guys. Have a great one. Remember, it's not just today, it's every day.